I have been fortunate and blessed to, during the course of being vice president, have many situations where it becomes clear to me that there are, you know, people of every age and gender, by the way, who see something about being the first that lets them know they don't need to be limited by other people's limited understanding of who can do what.
If that doesn't sum up the absurdity of this regime, I don't know what does, Gag. It's even worse than they thought. The Biden-Hindenburg is crashing, and we're going to see precisely why the legal illiterates in Colorado were so desperate to keep Trump off the ballot. But of course, unfortunately for them, it ain't going to work. Hey, Gag, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patriot professor, here to help you think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. If you haven't already done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, in view of YouTube demonetizing us, make sure to click on that link below and support our awesome sponsor, and that's the amazing Old Country Soap. Made on a farm in South Dakota using traditional techniques, they use only locally sourced special ingredients without the harsh chemicals that can dry out your hair and skin. Every bar includes pure and unfiltered bentonite clay that works wonders, helping to soothe and relieve dry and sensitive skin. It's known for its healing properties that help with psoriasis and eczema. It also pulls dirt and oil from the pores, helping to clear up acne. I mean, it's amazing stuff. It's great for your hair. You could use it to shave. It's safe for your pets. And of course, to top it all off, it's made right here in the USA. Use promo code Turley for an exclusive 20% discount off your order, and every order will include an extra gift. Just pay the shipping. It's more than worth it. So go ahead, reward yourself with this amazing Patriot product. You will not be disappointed. Click on that link below right now. Red State is reporting that panic is indeed setting in among Democrat operatives who are increasingly recognizing that things simply couldn't be worse for Biden's reelection prospects. Now, they're reporting on an article that was just published on the far left site, Slate.com. And I mean, look at this headline. Look at the title of this article. There is no precedent for how bad Biden's poll numbers are right now. And the byline reads, it's even worse than it looks. There's no precedent for how bad Biden's poll numbers are. And it's even worse than that. Now, the way Slate.com sets this up, they start with the utterly devastating head-to-head polling between Trump and Biden that we've been seeing of late, where Trump is absolutely crushing him. They point out that the RCP average, that's the Real Clear Politics polling average, which aggregates all the various polls out there, is today showing President Trump with his largest lead ever. The RCP average has Trump leading Biden by nearly 4 points. Then when you add in Bobby Kennedy and the other third party candidates, that lead jumps to over 5 points. And it's not just the national average. As the Slate.com article points out, the battleground state averages are just as devastating for bumbling Biden. Trump leads in 5 of the 6 battleground states, and he's tied in the 6. So he's up 5 in Georgia. He's up 5 in Arizona. He's up 5 in Michigan. He's up 4 in Nevada. He's up 1 in Pennsylvania. And they're both tied in Wisconsin. Democrats are slowly but surely recognizing just how utterly devastating these numbers are. And that's because Trump has never, ever led the RCP average, either nationally or in swing states, ever against Biden. At no point in 2020 did Trump even come close to tying Biden. And so now what we're seeing is that these same polls, these same polling outlets using the same methodologies they used back in 2020, the same weighting systems, the same sample sizes, these polls are now coming to radically, radically different conclusions. They are all showing, I mean, we're talking across the board, a total Trump blowout. To put it differently, Biden's poll numbers head to head are perhaps the worst of any incumbent since the polling era began in the 1930s. That's how this far-left article begins, with that observation. It's that bad. But as the byline reads, it's even worse than that. It's even worse than you thought. Quote, it gets worse. In his approval ratings compared with his incumbent predecessors, Biden is likewise off on an island in all the wrong ways. Bush was sporting 58% favorability at this stage in the 2004 cycle with a near 21-point net favorability. Obama was at 45% with a net negative approval of minus 4. Trump was at 44% with a negative 8.8 net approval. And we all know what happened there. Well, yeah, we all do. We'll leave that aside. Biden, as of this writing, is averaging an approval rating of just 40.5% in the Real Clear Politics average, with a net negative 15, nearly twice that of Trump. Biden's net negative, the percentage of voters who disapprove of him more than approve, is twice that of Trump. This is why the Colorado court did what they did last night. This is why Jack Smith is indicting. The Democrats are reading the writing on the wall, and just when they thought things were as bad as they could be, they get worse. Oh, I almost forgot. If you thought things were bad for bumbling Biden, it's even worse for cackles Kamala. She's currently polling at a record low, according to Monmouth. I mean, gang, if you think things through, that is the greatest blessing that bumbling Biden could have ever have hoped for, cackles Kamala. If it weren't for her, you could be assured, right? Biden would have been removed from office by now. He'd be gone. But as things stand, ironically, no one else polls better than he does, if you can believe it. I mean, Gavin Newsom is a polling disaster. Kamala, Hillary, even Michelle Obama isn't making any headway in the polling. All the polls show that Biden is the best the Democrats have. And as the Slate article points out, the best they have is the worst ever. But first, gang, as many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes. And it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.